How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Pretty good.
We're fogged in up here.
Are you? Where are you?
Well, we're staying with the Watson Brothers.
Massachusetts?
No, up in Maine.
Maine. When are you coming home?
Sunday.
What did you pick up on Teddy?
Oh, well, I think he's going to be all right. They're going to announce it today or tomorrow. I mean, that they won't have to...
No operation?
No operation, so he should be out.
I'm going up to New York to about 11 o'clock. Some folks up there want to talk to me. I don't want to do anything I can, but I don't want to say something or do something that might not be what you want done.
Well, should I tell you what the situation is?
Yeah.
I'm going to come in and talk to you before I...
Avril came in and told me that he'd talk to you, and he came in and talked to me yesterday, and I told him, tell you whatever you wanted said or done, I would do. I don't want to mix into it, but I want to, as I told you when we talked, I want to do whatever you want to do.
Well, I thought that if I could work it out so that I wasn't just, just suddenly landing from Massachusetts to New York, that I'd try to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And run in New York, I think an awful lot, an awful lot turns on how it's handled.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like I didn't become vice president, but I wasn't going to run in New York, and then I didn't become vice president, and I decided to run in New York because it was the second best thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that looks terrible, and I start out with such a burden. I think the second thing is that it's awfully important. I mean, even beyond myself, nobody likes to lose, but if I lose up there, I think it's a reflection on the whole family. So I don't want to, I want to just make sure that I run there, and that my feeling now is that I would like to, but I don't want to run there if it's under the wrong auspices or if it doesn't look proper. And I talked to Mayor Wagner about it. I didn't tell him at that time I was going to do it, but I said that I didn't want to do anything that he didn't want to do, and I don't want to do anything that's going to disrupt the party. They don't have anybody really that they can focus on up there. And that's the way the situation looks. I would like to run, but I want to make sure that if I do run, that I run under the, come in under the proper way. I don't know what you have any ideas about that.
Well, it seems to me, first, I think from the overall national standpoint, the party standpoint, country standpoint, it'd be desirable. I think from your standpoint, that it would be, assuming that you have a reasonably good chance to win, it would be the best possible base you could have that would give you more satisfaction and more sense of achievement and more participation and leadership than you'd expect from some of these other things we talked about.
Yeah.
Now, how to wrap it up, I'm not close enough to know. I do know that there are three or four that have indicated to me an interest without being final, and inquired of me how I felt about it. I have said that I highly regarded you, and I thought that you had a very bright future in the party and in the leadership role, and a good deal of the things they'd said about our relationship were without foundation. That I did not know what your desires were, and I didn't want to say anything that would be construed as trying to deter you or promote you or any of that. Now, I'm prepared to say whatever it's indicated would be desirable to say. I don't know enough of that background, and I haven't to say that I think it would be well, might be the wrong thing to say. I told Avril that yesterday, but if you can get me some indication of what might be appropriate without they're saying outsiders are coming in and telling them what they've got to do.
Yeah.
Now, my own thinking would be that I could say that I think we have a chance to pick up another seat if the New York people feel this way, as all of them have that have talked to me. I'm not in a position of telling them what to do, but all of them that talked to me have brought up the subject. I haven't. They've all indicated to me they think they have a chance to pick up this seat, and I think they have. That I can think of nothing that would be better from my standpoint, or the administration standpoint, or the country standpoint, than to have a fresh, new, able leadership from in the Senate instead of two Republicans.
I think that'd be fine. I think anything like that would be very, very nice.
Now, I will say that if that's what you think it, I want to be careful if they don't think it, we're framing up to, as you say, come in and crowd something down them. On the other hand, I want them to know that that it would meet with their action would meet with our approval, and there wouldn't be any fussing back and forth.
Well, I think that would be helpful.
No, that's what I'll do.
You know, I think it's damn tough up there. They took a poll when I was considering doing it 6-7 weeks ago, and it showed that I could beat everybody else. But I think, you know, once I get into it, it's more difficult. So I think that that's a tougher race up there.
You know New York better than I do, but I just think it. I'd be glad to trade places with you. I just think you could win it hands down. I think you could have a position that you would enjoy, and I think it would be very helpful to the party and the ticket.
Well, fine.
And to me.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, Frank.
And I just want to make it clear that I want to do what you want done. I don't want this construed as trying to discourage you or encourage you, but I gather from what I see and hear that, and what Averill said, that this thing is kind of jelly. Now, I want to contribute what I can to the end result.
I think that would be damn helpful.
All right, that's what will be done, and I'll give you the reactions tonight or tomorrow.
Can you give me a ring?
Yeah.
That'd be fine. And then,
look like we got by all right in Louisiana. What'd you start to say?
That I think that conversation was damn helpful, the governor.
Yeah.
I'd like to perhaps might come and see you Monday or Tuesday.
Sure, any day you want. That'd be Monday.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.